One might ask, why such a fuss? Why should Florida lawmakers give out-of-state veterans in-state tuition when a legislative analysis shows it affects only about 500 veterans in state colleges and universities? One answer? Kelly Matisia, who transferred to the University of South Florida from Texas, a state that does give veterans in-state tuition.
I went from paying about $1,300 a semester. Last semester I paid about $8,400, and this semester is just over $8,500 for 14 credit hours.
The 9-year Marine veteran was a combat engineer who served tours in Iraq and Afghanistan.
We didn't serve the state of Florida. We didn't serve the state of Texas. You know, we serve the United States. It's the United States Army, the United States Marine Corps. You know, that's what we do. So we kind of feel like, you know, picking and choosing who gets a certain amount of tuition and who doesn't based on where you enlisted, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Matisia is considered an out-of-state student until she establishes residency and lives a full 12 months in Florida. She says the lack of a tuition waiver is driving away veterans and future college graduates who might otherwise stay in Florida.
I work in the Office of Veteran Services. We've gotten calls from veterans asking, you know, that very question. Do you guys give in-state tuition to veterans? And we have to tell them no. And you can hear it in the voice. They're like, oh, okay. And it's almost like, oh, okay, never mind.
One thing student veterans have going for them is their training. They come from a team culture that never says quit. That's the attitude adopted by Ray Mollison, USF Student Veterans Association president, when the in-state tuition bill died in a Senate committee last year.
We do have a huge veteran population. I mean, just in the Tampa area, but we have 1,700 veterans on campus at USF. So it's going to bring a big voice next time when this bill does go up there again, and I think there's going to be a lot more pull and a lot more active people trying to make this happen because the state of Florida has a lot of veterans.
And their voices are being heard. House Speaker Will Weatherford in December was predicting passage of the tuition waiver for out-of-state student vets.
I think it's important that we give our veterans the opportunity to go back to school, to get the education that they need in the 21st century, to make sure they can find employment. These are men and women who've served our country admirably across the country and across the world, and we owe that to them. And so I feel very confident that we'll get a bill like that done this year.
And it's the number one legislative priority for the Florida Department of Veterans Affairs, according to Executive Director Mike Prendergast.
This year, we've got great sponsors in both chambers, and that bill is moving forward with pretty good speed, lots of support, and we're hopeful for an early vote on that in March, actually, to get that through a floor vote and get that passed.
Prendergast says giving out-of-state veterans a waiver is an investment in the state's future.
It means a heck of a lot to those veterans and their family members who come from out of state and want to make Florida their home.
Separate bills are working their way through the House and Senate, but both offer tuition waivers to out-of-state student veterans who live and go to school in Florida. I'm Bobby O'Brien in Tampa.